Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Asher means blessed or happy, and the territory given to this tribe was a blessing indeed, Joshua 19, verses 24 to 31. Both Jacob and Moses spoke of a potentially bright future for this tribe. Quote, "Bread from Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties," Genesis 49, verse 20. Quote, "Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers. As your days, so shall your strength be," Deuteronomy 33, verses 24 and 25. But blessings offered by the Lord must be secured by faith, or we never enjoy them. Such was the history of Asher. They were given a large swath of mountains from Carmel up into Lebanon, running parallel to the Mediterranean coast. There the land rises from sea level to mountain peaks of 6,600 to 9,800 feet, 2,000 to 3,000 meters, in less than 25 miles. That's 40 kilometers. The terrain is ideal for guerrilla warfare, as modern history has proven. However, east of this range is the Bekaa Valley, an extremely fertile flatland about 10 miles wide, protected on both sides by mountains. It seemed to be ideal territory for the Israelites to capture and hold. Yet the men of Asher never capitalized on its prospects. Quote, "Nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko, or the inhabitants of Sidon, or of Alab, Achzib, Helba, Aphek, or Rehob. So the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out." Judges 1, verses 31 and 32. But wait, would you like to meet a happy Asherite? Quote, "There was one, Anna, of the tribe of Asher," Luke 2, verse 36. She'd certainly had her mountain and valley experiences. "A widow for many years, yet," quote, "she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all who looked for redemption," verse 38. She had found the twofold secret: speak to the Lord in thanks and speak of the Lord in testimony. That's the formula for happy.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.